Hi, this is Nate.
And this is Zach.
And you're listening to Olympics Now, the podcast where we give you a quick overview of every Olympic sport leading up to the Olympics, so you know what to watch for. We'll be covering these events periodically with how they appear on the calendar. Today's sport we'll be going over is archery. Let's break it down. The archery events will start July 25th with medal days on the 29th of July, the 2nd, the 3rd, and the 4th of August. The events will take place at the Les Invalides, a historic complex that it used to host a military hospital, retirement home for veterans, and National Cathedral for French military. Napoleon's tomb is also hosted on this complex. There will be 5 medals for this event, with 128 athletes from 53 different nations. So Zach, how exactly does this sport work?
Yeah, so archery is as old as time itself. You know, as soon as man learned to hunt, he learned to use a bow. As a sport, it's been part of both the Greek and modern Olympics, having debuted in 1900. This year's competition is split up into, as you mentioned, 5 medal categories: men's individual, men's team, women's individual, women's team, and returning for the second time, a mixed team event. Archery for the singles event are played between 2 archers where they take turns shooting recurve bows as opposed to compound ones. They shoot these at a 122-70 meter target that is 70 meters away. Archers face off head-to-head in a best-of-5 sets matchup. A set consists of each archer shooting 3 arrows at a target. The center of the target's worth 10 points, the circle around it 9, and so on after that. The archer with the highest score after 3 arrows wins the set. The archer that wins 3 of these sets wins the game. In the case the archer's scores are level, the match goes into a tiebreak. In the individual event, the winner is determined by the archer whose arrow lands closest to the target. The team event is pretty similar. A team consists of 2 players. Each team member has 3 arrows to shoot, for a total of 6 arrows per team, and between the 2 teams, 12 arrows being shot total.
Great. Thanks so much for that background. So what exactly does the format look like for the 2024 Olympics?
The format for singles consists of 64 archers in both the men's and women's events, where they compete in a preliminary round of shooting 72 arrows and receiving rankings based on their total score. Using these rankings, a round of 64 single elimination knockout round is played with the top-ranked player playing the 64th rank, 2nd, 63rd, and so on. This format continues until the final gold medal match. For the men's and women's teams event, they take the rankings from the individual preliminary round and aggregate them to seed their teams from 1 to 12. The top 4 ranked teams move on to the quarterfinals, while the other 8 teams play for the final 4 spots. The mixed teams is slightly different just in the fact that the top teams don't skip the first round. All teams from 1 to 16 take place in a single elimination format. The teams that reach the final compete in the gold medal match.
All right. Thanks, Zach. That was really helpful. So who are some of the big players in the sport and what can we expect to see this year?
In 2016, South Korea won gold in all events: men, women's, individual, and teams. In 2020, South Korea won all of them except for the men's individual, which was won by Meat Gazoz of Turkey. With that in mind, South Korea has been the most successful country in archery, having won 27 gold medals in the sport. I think for the men's individual, there's a few archers to watch. There's the number 1 ranked Marcos de Aldeia of Brazil, as well as number 2 Kim Woo Jin of Korea. Meat Gazoz is ranked number 4 and is also favored to repeat his gold medal from 2020. For men's teams, South Korea is heavily favored, with India ranked number 2, but it's not very close. For women's individual, current number 1 is American Casey Kaufhold, with South Korea Lim Shi-yeon right behind her. Maria Arachkova of Czechia recently won the 2023 World Championship and is also an archer to watch out for. The women's team is a little closer, with South Korea number 1, but France, Germany, and Mexico close behind. France just won the World Championship in 2023. For mixed, South Korea, Japan, and USA are ranked 1, 2, and 3, but Mexico, Spain, and Germany will all be strong contenders.
All right. Great. Now, what's your impression of this sport? What do you think of it, and do you plan on watching it this year?
Yeah, it's interesting. I was watching a little bit of the mixed championships recently. I thought the back and forth was pretty cool. Like when the competition is neck and neck, which they usually are because the skill level is so high, like there's really very little margin for error. Yeah, when it's so close, the final archer will often need to like hit the bullseye or hit the nine spot to win it. And when they make it, it's really exciting. Like, it's really cool to watch that final shot go in. I don't think I'll watch all of it. I'll tune in to see how the favorites do. I'm really interested in seeing this Brazilian archer, Marcos de Almeida. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. But really, I'm more interested in the final medal count to see if South Korea can sweep or if some other countries are going to make it through.
Yeah, I'm kind of in a similar space as you. I'll probably watch a bit of it, bit of the preliminary round, just kind of see how people perform there. I've always been a big fan of shootouts for sports like hockey or soccer. So seeing how this game is so back and forth in that similar dynamic is definitely something I'm going to enjoy watching. But I think I'm probably going to tune in more towards the later rounds, kind of just checking in every once in a while, see who's been eliminated and see who's still going to be playing in. Definitely going to try to catch the medal matches as they move on. But yeah, thanks for all that information, Zach. Who are you going to be rooting for to bring home the gold for these events?
Yeah, so for men's individual, I think Meat Gazoz of Turkey is going to win it again. Men's team, definitely South Korea. Women's individual, South Korea. Women's team, South Korea. Mixed, I'm going to go with France, but I think it's really going to be South Korea. So just to clarify, South Korea for four of them, individual is for men's is going to be won by Turkey. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping that the USA is able to do it, but I am kind of also rooting for Turkey to win the men's individual. For men's team, my main team I'm rooting for actually is going to be Italy. They performed well in years past, and I think could do well. At the very least, I'll be rooting for them to do well. And then for the women's event, I'm going to be rooting for Germany for the teams event to do well, but probably going to be rooting for South Korea for the women's individual. And for the mixed event, I'm also going to be rooting for Netherlands, who took home silver in the 2020 Olympics, and hopefully they can come out and secure the gold this time around. All right. Well, thanks, Zach. That's all the time we have for today. We'll be here tomorrow for more sports on Olympics Now.